Doug Bjorkus, the Glass Blown Open's tournament director, isn't from here.
Getting a lot of disc golfers in here?
Yeah.
Good.
4 years ago, he pulled up stakes in Denver and moved his whole family to Emporia. During tournament week, the busiest time of the year for Bjorkus, he was on an emergency run to the grocery store.
6109.
He was gathering more refreshments for one of the many social events held in conjunction with the tournament. Before Bjorkus uprooted his family, he worked in higher education.
I've been an academic dean. The last school I was at, I was at the chief operating officer of a for-profit small school in Denver, and really enjoyed that. In fact, had an opportunity to put a disc golf course on that campus.
Bjorkus has been playing disc golf recreationally for almost 25 years. When there was a chance to work full-time in the industry, he jumped at it. The Glassblown Open is named for the original glassblown trophy designed by the late Emporia artist Hal Berger. The GBO, as it's known, has become so big that it's the world's biggest disc golf event.
Thank goodness we're on Interstate 35, because if we weren't, we'd have even fewer hotels. But we've had people that will contact me and they'll say, hey, I got to withdraw, I just can't find a room.
Who can I help you find today?
Bjorkus works for Dynamic Discs, one of the sport's major disc manufacturers. In addition to the plant, there is a retail store that sells the frisbee-looking discs in downtown Emporia. The company is the driving force behind the GBO since its inception in 2003, according to its founder, Jeremy Rusko.
You know, we've grown the Glassblown Open here in town from needing one course and 88 players for the first event to today having 9 to 13 courses being used, depending on how you want to look at it, and basically 1,600 players in town for the week.
As is the case on nearly every hole out here at the country club, we've got...
From his golf cart on the course, Rusko listens to his phone with live coverage, enhanced by commentator Robert McCall, another transplant. McCall moved to Emporia from Austin, Texas, and also works for Dynamic Discs. In disc golf, the players finish each hole by tossing the disc into a basket. That's money to the touring pros, and Emporia is even grooming its own. Paige Bjorkus, the 22-year-old daughter of the tournament director, dropped out of pursuing a degree in education at Emporia State to compete full-time on the tour.
Best decision, I think. You know, I've dreamed of being a touring professional ever since I was young. And, you know, the opportunity opened up and I took advantage. And last year I won the world championships, which was insane.
Even though Paige Bjorkus is so close to earning her degree, she has her dad's blessing.
I never dreamed that I would be in a conversation with one of my kids saying, hey, why don't you stop going to school for a little while?
Emporia has become one of the most popular stops on the PDGA Tour, according to touring pro Nate Sexton of North Carolina, because of how much the town has embraced disc golf.
It's a unique experience in that, you know, every time you go walk into a restaurant downtown, it's all you see is people going, hey, good luck. So, you know, when we're in a big city, we might have 500, 600 people, but that gets swallowed up by the size of the city.
Sexton finished in a tie for fifth and collected a little more than $1,100. First, paid $5,000 on the men's side and $2,000 in the women's bracket, which has considerably fewer entries. Last year's world champ, Paige Bjorkus, tied for sixth and collected $258. She'll be looking for better payoffs down the road.
I mean, it's good for the lifestyle I live. You know, I'm not going to go buy a house or a new car or anything, but it keeps me on the road. I can afford food, I can afford gas, and so it's perfect.
It's safe to say that the disc golf pros live a more modest lifestyle than touring pros in other sports like ball golf, as the disc players call it, or tennis. Even so, the sport is growing. From 2016 to 17, memberships to the Professional Disc Golf Association jumped from around 35,000 to more than 100,000. Emporia seems to love the Glassblown Open, and so do the players, especially the ones who've moved to town to follow their disc golf dreams and careers. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund.